He said family. Joe, you have to take care of business. You have to play the games that are dealt to you. And, you know, there are teams this district that are that have not had good seasons, but you still can't just go out there and go through the motions. What was your approach? What did you tell the guys going into this?
Oh, that's what I told the kids right from the get-go. They had me a little nervous watching warm-ups. And then after warm-ups, they're kind of sitting like bumping a log in the dugout. And I was thinking to myself, oh, boy, here we go. But, you know, I told them, I said, okay, we're away team. I said, let's get out there. Let's get some runs right away. You know, we've been telling them, you know, every couple of days here, we haven't had, obviously, didn't get to practice much over the weekend because of the holiday. But we did practice last night and told the kids, hey, don't take any team lightly. You got to come out, play Gladstone ball, hit, score runs, run the base as well, and they did it today.
Well, the Manistique Emeralds coming in on Friday, they just won 11-1 over Newberry. They're playing some good ball right now. They've won five straight. They're 13-10. They're playing another game. I think those are league games that they've got to make up or something. But at any rate, you know, they've got two good pitchers again, and Isaiah Brow and Cooper Curtis. And Parker Graffis, I mean, they've got a pretty nice lineup over there. You've seen them once this year. Yep. What do you think about Friday's matchup?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to it. I mean, obviously, we only saw them the one time. You know, I told them the same thing. Don't take any team lightly. I mean, we only saw them one time so far. So you got to come out, score runs, hit the ball, play defensively well, and, you know, just one game at a time.
And the second game would be Superior Central and Newberry, and you know, we haven't seen either team really, and they're both way under 500. So, but you, like you said, everybody's 0-0. But you look ahead to the regional semifinal possibly, and you see the Negaunee Miners, excuse me, as a possible opponent and likely opponent if things go the way the mathematics looks. You know, that's a toss up, eh?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying not to get, you know, we try not to tell the kids not to look too far in advance. I mean. But it would be a good matchup against them, and we played them tough up there. We beat ourselves a couple times there in that game. But regardless, you know, I tell the kids we're not looking that far in advance.
No.
Let's take Friday, our first game, and then we'll worry about the second game after. Take care of business from one, and then we'll worry about the next.
You know what? Now watch that Hancock team, though. Hancock could very well beat Negaunee. They did in their conference tournament up there.
Yeah, I don't know too much about it. I mean, we didn't get to see Calumet
because
the weather changed. You know, got the,
got
canceled. But so we really haven't. I mean, we've seen Iron Mountain. You know, and we've seen Negaunee, so the rest of the teams we haven't really seen. So we just got to take one game at a time and take care of business and move on to the next.
Today, Negaunee beat Iron Mountain 11-6. That's I think that's a regular season game, though.
Okay. Yeah, I think the only makeup there was a making game was a Westwood Nishpeming.
Yeah, right.
Somebody, and I don't know who that was either.
So what are you going to work on, Joe, the next 2 days in practice to get ready for the Manistique Emeralds?
Just hitting. I mean, we got get our bats going a little bit. You know, I'm not saying we didn't, but, you know, there's kids want to hit a little bit more, a little better, more consistent. We'll do our work, our casual, you know, our fielding like we always do, but got to work on a little bit of hitting just to make sure we're seeing the ball better. I know there's some struggling going on when, you know, the off-speed pitcher just a little bit and a little slower pitchers, they get over-anxious, don't want to sit back, and something we got to work on.
Your wife got the laundry detergent ready for Ty's.
Oh, God. He blames it on me. That's the worst part.
He did.
Yeah. I said, you know, I said, I didn't tell you to slide 5 feet first before you got to the bank.
All right. Give your shout outs, Joe, and we'll talk to you Friday.
The team. I mean, they played great today. And then my wife, my ma, my father-in-law, and kid, my oldest boy there, who had to stay and work when I left early today. So I'll give a shout out to him. But appreciate it, Jack.
Kyle takes a lot of your slack, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, they're probably sick of me getting off work every day early, so. But
well, you're going to have to do it again Friday.
Yeah, so. That's it.
All right.